Has your husband had any complications related to diabetes?
Well, I think his eyes were affected quite early on, and they've always been concerned about his eyes, and naturally I have, and he has. But fortunately, apparently it is so near the centre of his eye that they've always felt that it would be more dangerous to use laser than not, or even before laser was being used to do anything. So he is still very lucky and has got his sight in both eyes. And his feet, I've always looked after those, and I have even been told that his feet are in very good condition and that I must have looked after them very well. And we then went through a stage where somebody visited us and was doing research, because it came to light that a lot of people, a lot of diabetics, suffered from heart attack. And it tended to be regarded as something inevitable. Then this researcher found out that it was better to treat a diabetic if they had any heart problems, like a normal person, and try and prevent having heart attacks, etc. And I can remember her coming here and spending the whole morning here, and said that afterwards she had to go round and talk to the doctors about it. And you can imagine, she told me, us, how some doctors took that advice from her. Another thing that affected my husband was later in life, when he seemed very drowsy one morning, and I thought, oh dear, he's having a hypo, because night time has always been a nightmare, and I think for most diabetics it's the same. And I got up and I gave him some damson juice, which I used to make myself, because I knew how much sugar was in it, and it was a more pleasant way than having glucose tablets or anything like that. And I gave him some damson juice, and he still seemed very, very vague. And then I realised that he wasn't talking either. And after about an hour or so, I felt it was perhaps more than that, and perhaps he was having a stroke. And I fear that's what it was. Ischemic attack. I think it's known as a TIA.